yesterday began discussing the halacha in the first Mishnah in the second parak that a Kohen Gadol is obligated to do chalitza, but there is no opportunity to do yibum. The Gemara tells us that kapasik petani, that lo shna min ha'iris and lo shna min ha'nisurin, regardless of whether the brother of Kohen Gadol was fully married al yedei nisuin, even if only irisin took place, yibum is not considered to be an option. So the Gemara says, we understand very well, when it comes to an almana min ha'nisuin, that will be a violation of a law and an essay. After all, Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an almana, but ki in bisuli yikafisha, and therefore ein essay dochalos essay v'essay, there's no possibility of the mitzvah of him being doche those isurin. When it comes to a case, however, of an almana min ha'erisin, it's only an isur lav of almana, why not assume essay dochalos essay? So Argamar points out, ein achinami, in principle, one would assume that that is the case, but that would only allow for what the Gemara calls birishona, and therefore gozru birishona atu biashnia. So we discussed again at length exactly the definition of birishona, the various shitas in Rishonim, and the kasha that Tosus and Tosus Rishonim raise. How is this different from bia itself when it comes to yibum? Yibum is docha disreveshasach, and that applies categorically, not just simply birishona. Why should we assume that that is different when it comes to the example of and almana min ha'erisin l'kohen gadol? When it comes to the case, however, of almana min ha'nisuin, there the Gemara tells you that it's clear there's no possibility of yibum because ein esei dochalos esei vesei. And nonetheless, our Mishnah does tell us that chalitza is necessary. Even though the first Mishnah Maseches Yevamos tells us that generally speaking, that kol ha'ol l'yibum ol chalitza, that you have to give the Yavam two options, either Yibam or Chalitza, but if it is not Ol Yibam, it's not Ola Chalitza. Let's assume, for example, two brothers marry two sisters, Yibam is impossible, because in addition to the normal Isra of Eshasaf, there also is an Isra of Achos Isha, so we don't assume that therefore Yibam cannot be done, but nonetheless, do Chalitza, Kol She'eno Ol Yibam, in Ola Chalitza. But yet, our Mishnah tells us the great Kiddush that in the case of Kohen Gadol, even though midaraisa there's no possibility of yibum, ein esei docholos esei vesei, nonetheless one is required to do chalitza. We'll still have to discuss why, in fact, that is the case. Is it so simple that in our instance of almana min ha'erisin, we should assume that there's no possibility of yibum because ein esei docholos esei vesei? So Tosus raises the following difficulty in the Sugi Yavamos and Dapeyim Aramim. There the Gemara tells us that esei dochalos esei, but ain esei dochalos esei vesei. So the Gemara itself asks that how do we know that that's true? Can't we find that some occur, at least some model, to assume the possibility of esei dochalos esei vesei? Where do you see that this is true? The Gemara describes the mitzvah of taras hamitzorah. Part of that process of Tara is to engage in Giluach. Giluach means that the Mitzora removes the hair of his body in a way that otherwise would be an Isser. After all, the Pasuk says, Ufasik konam l'yigalechu, one normally is not allowed to cut the Peyas HaZakam. Nonetheless, the Mitzora does so as part of his process of Tara. Isn't that an example of Dichias Yisurim? And the Gemara now goes a step further. What happens if the Mitzora is a Kohen? So for the Mitzora who is a Kohen to engage in Giluach is a violation of a Lo Sase Ve'esei. The Lav, the Gemara tells us, Ufaz Zekonam Lo Yigalechu, this is Lav, and the essay regarding a Kohen of Kedoshim Yihiyu. So therefore, isn't that an example that the Mitzvah of Tara Samitzora is Docha, the Lav and the Essay of Giluach? So therefore, shouldn't we be able to derive from that case that esei docha los esei ve'esei? The Gemara answers the following teretz that no, you can't prove that much from the instance of Giluach, because after all, the iser is an iser she'eno shava b'kol, and therefore one cannot derive from that case of Tiglachas that esei docha los esei ve'esei. That's the sugi of Amos and Dafei. We know that the finisir is a limited one. It only applies to some and not to others. That means, relatively speaking, it's an isir kao. And therefore, you can't derive b'cholotara kula that esi dochalosa save esay. After all, because the isir that you're dealing with, right, is something that only applies to men, does not apply to women. The essay, for example, kadoshim ihiyu, is mentioned in the context of Kohen. These are examples of an isir which is Eino shava bakum. Good, that's the sugya. So Tosfos Nivamos, the Pemad Aleph, the Ramaskal Lakati, raises the following difficulty. You're right. You can't derive from the case of Giluach, b'chola tarakula, that esse docha losa save esse. But you should be able at least to derive something. Can't you derive from that case that esse docha losa save esse, sheno shava bakol? You can't derive everything from that. But at least if you have isurim that are similar to that of Giluach, shouldn't we assume esse docha losa save esse, sheno shava bakol? Why would that be a great chiddush to assume that that's true? Because isn't that our Gemara? Here we're talking about a case Tosfos writes of the Isra of Almana LeKohen Gadol. Isn't that an example of the mitzvah of Yibum as opposed to the Lav and Essay of Almana LeKohen Gadol? The Lav and Essay of Kohen Gadol, isn't that Eino Shava Bakol? So therefore, let us derive from that case of a Kohen Mitzorah that Essay Docholosa Sev Essay She Eino Shava Bakol. That is Tosfos' Kasha. Good? And therefore, shouldn't the Gemara assume that even in a case of Almana min Hanisuin, that Midaraisa Yibum is possible, based on the essay being Doch of the various Yisurim? And maybe here also, the Rabbanan you'll have to argue, but our Gemara doesn't seem to say that. Our Gemara assumes that Almana min Hanisuin, Midaraisa, there's no Yibum, only in Almana min Ha'erisin do we assume that Gazra bi Rishona atu bi Ashmiya. Good? That's Tosfos' Kasha. Tosfos' Teretz, a very great Hiddush. Tosfos writes the following. Giluach is an example of a lav she'eno shava bakol. Good, after all, that's a mitzvah, an iser that applies to men, it doesn't apply to women. That is a lav she'eno shava bakol. Very good. What about the case of Almana LeKohen Gadol? Is that an iser ha-shava bakol or an iser she'eno shava bakol? Good. In terms of percentages, sounds like a lav she'eno shava bakol, but how many individuals can violate this iser? Number one, only the Kohen Gadol. Number two, only the Almana. No? But Tosfos writes a very great Kiddush. Almana the Kohen Gadol, that is a lav hashava bakol. That's Tosfos' Teretz. Our Gemara, it's a lav hashava bakol. Why is that true? Tosfos quotes the following Kiddush. That the Pasuk tells us, lo yikachu, lo yikachu, b'loshan rabin. What does that mean? The echad lo, the echad lo. The Isser is not only on the Kohen Gadol. Who gets Malchus if a Kohen Gadol marries an Almana? Only the Kohen Gadol? Certainly not. It's true that the Isser emanates its Noveya from the Kedushas Kohen Gadol, but both parties, both he and her, violate this Isser, Daraisa. So therefore, since she also violates the Isser of Almana the Kohen Gadol, that is called a Lav HaShava Bakol. What are you going to say? That the Isser of Almana is only for Sheva Kohen? That's not true. She violates the Isser. You're going to say it's only for men? That's not true. She violates this as well. Lav shino shava bakol means you have to be able to exclude. This doesn't apply to class A, class B. Tosfos writes the Kiddush that that's not true in the case of Almana LeKohen Gadol. That is an Isser that in principle applies to men, applies to women, applies to Kohen, a woman who doesn't have a Kedushas Kohuna, and therefore that is called a lav hashava bakol. Well, that's Tosfos' Kiddush. Otherwise, Tosfos writes, you get stuck then with our Gemara, because we should assume that esse docholosa save esse she'eno v'shava bakol. Aside from the Chiddush of Tosfos, to label Almana LeKohen Gadol as a lav hashava bakol, that Chiddush, but Pashuk Shav, this is difficult in light of the Gemara in Ksuvos and Daf Lamed as well. We've discussed in the past, the Mishnah tells us, Yevamos Naf Mem Tesam Aleph, right, the definition of Mamzerus. The Mishnah tells us, Ezel Mamzer, and the Mishnah and Gemara presents five different shittas in Tanoim. What constitutes Mamzerus, right? The extreme shita is Rabbi Yeshua that maintains that in order to have Mamzerus, you require, right, an Isser Sheyesh Bo Chiyuv Misa. Eishes Ish, Bito, Imo, Misa is necessary in order to have Mamzerus. If it would be an Onesh which is short of Misa, even Chavikrisis does not generate Mamzerus. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua. Even though, for example, that there's no Tfisas Kedushin with Chavikrisis, nonetheless, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. That's Rabbi Yeshua Shita. We don't pass like Rabbi Yeshua, we pass like the second year, that Shimon HaTimni, that assumes that whenever there's a Chiyuv Kares, then the Vlad is considered to be a Mamzer. According to Shimon HaTimni, Tfisas Kedushin and Mamzerus will go hand in hand. If there is no possibility of Tfisas Kedushin, the Vlad is considered to be Mamzer. And that's how we assume La Halacha. But the Sugi in the Mishnah, the Gemara presents several different Shitas. The most extreme Shita is that of Rabbi Yosheva. Rabbi Yosheva tells us that even Chai Ve'ese, the Vlad is considered to be a Mamzer. If the Torah says that this is an illicit relationship, regardless of whether it's an Isser Miser, an Isser Kares, an Isser Lav, even if it's an essay. For example, Mitzri Vedomi, the Pasuk says is an essay. Dor Shlishi Yavo. If, let's say, a Mitzri will convert, only the third generation is allowed to marry within Kal Hashem. If that happens earlier, it's an essay. The Vlad is nonetheless considered to be a Mamzer. So the Gemara asked the following Kasha. This most extreme sheet of Rabbi Yosheva, you can have Mamzerus even for Chai Ve'essay. Is there any case that Rabbi Yosheva would admit that it's an Isser, but the Vlad is not considered to be a Mamzer? Is there any case? Or would Rabbi Yosheva argue that in every single illicit relationship, the Vlad is considered to be a Mamzer? So the Gemara writes in Ksuvas and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph that there is a case that Rabbi Yosheva would also admit the Vlad is not considered to be a Mamzer. In a case, for example, of a Manal HaKohen Gadol, it's an Isser Lav. Rabbi Yosheva says that will generate mamzerus. What about a be'ula l'kohen gadol? Be'ula l'kohen gadol. There the Gemara says that Rabbi Yosheva admits that the Vlad is not considered to be mamzer. After all, that is such a weak iser, relatively, be'ula l'kohen gadol, that therefore there is tfisas kedushin, and the Vlad is not considered to be a mamzer. What's the difference between Mitzri Edomi as opposed to Bu'ula l'kohen gadol? The Gemara says Bu'ula l'kohen gadol is an essay she'eno shava b'kol. An essay she'eno shava b'kol. So this is what Rabbi Kiveger discusses both in the Chiddush Rabbi Kiveger and Ksuvas and Aflam and Amar Aleph, and the Tosfos Rabbi Kiveger in the Mishnayis and Yevamos and Perek Dalet Os Nun Zayin. Tosfos was bothered by our sugya. And Tosfos' teretz is that one must assume that this Rav Amman HaKohen Gadol is lav hashava b'kol echado v'echada. But yet the Gemara is explicit that Bu'ul HaKohen Gadol is an essay shino shava b'kol. Isn't that a contradiction? So Rabbi Kiveger writes the following chiddush. Tosfos is able to assume that Amana l'kohen gadol is lav hashava b'kol, because after all, when it comes to such yisuri bia, that a kohen can't marry a gerusha and the like, the pasuk says, lo yikachu. And as mentioned, the drashas ha-gemara, lo yikachu means echad lo v'echad la. Since she is included in the isur as well, so therefore it's a lav hashava b'kol. Rabbi Kiveger points out the following diuk in the pasuk. When it comes to the isur of Be'ula l'kohen gadol, there the pasuk says ki im b'sula me'amav yikach isha. There the phrase yikachu is not used, just yikach, and that's Rabbi Kiveger's chiddush. There the iser is only on the kohen gadol. The iser is not on the isha at all, and therefore one can argue that the essay that is considered to be an essay she'eno shava b'kol. That's the chiddush that Rabbi Kiveger writes. As far as the lav of a Manal HaKohen Gadol is concerned, that's Tosfos' chiddush. Since echado v'echadla, that is an isra shava b'kol, and therefore you cannot equate that with the case of giluach of a kohen mitzora, and that's the teres of the kasha of arsugya. However, when it comes to the case of besula, that is considered to be a lav she'eno shava b'kol. But this is the sheet of Tosfos. Good. That in our case of the Gemara, ein esei dochalosa sei vesei, clearly in the Gemara this is considered to be a din daraisa, and this is an example of a lav hashava b'kol. The one who disagrees explicitly with Tosfos and assumes that no, that amana l'kohen gadol is considered to be an iser she'eino shava b'kol, and therefore eino chinami, one could assume Essay dochalosa se vesei sheno shav b'kol is the chedushei haran in arsugya. The chedushei haran writes the following chiddush: Yishlomar, afilu in the case of amana min hanisurin, Midaraisa, there can be Yibum. And even though there is Laban and Asay, Mikomakam Chadushiran writes that Asi Asay di Yibum, the Shava Bakol, Vadachi Lav de Asay Dalmana She'eno Shava Bakol. Kedisa Parakamadi Vamos, the Sugyandav, Heyaman Aleph, a very great Kiddush. The Ran writes that Aliba de Emes, even in the case of Almana Min Hanisuim, there is Yibum Midaraisa. And the reason one does not do Yibum is only Igzeira Drabonim. And what do you do with our Gemara? B'chi Akshinim B'Gemara? The Bishnama Bin HaNisuin, but what are you going to do with the case of Erisin? Ein Achinami. The Ran writes, L'Rav Chidamilsa, Im Timtzilomar. No? Im Timtzilomar, even if you would assume, in the case of Almana Min HaNisuin, there's no possibility of Dechia, what are you going to do with Almana Min Erisin? That forces the Gemara to assume that we're talking about a Gzeira Drabanan. And in Achinami, Lamaskana, Libedemes, the Gzeira Drabanan is even in a case of Almana Min Hanisuin. Well, that's the Chshita of Chidush Haran. That in the case of Almana Min Hanisuin, there is Yibo Midaraisa. This is a classic example of an essay, Bingdo Chalos Esei Besei, She'eno Shova Bako. Well, very, very great Kiddush. Good. That answers, of course, what we dealt with earlier. If, in fact, that there is a chiyuv of chalitza, because there's no possibility midaraisa b'yibum, shouldn't we assume that kol sheino ol yibum in ol chalitza? According to the Ran, the kasha doesn't begin. Midaraisa, any case of almana, even almana min hanisuin is ol yibum. This is only a gzeira drabanan, and therefore, since midrabanan you cannot do yibum, nonetheless, chalitza is absolutely required. Good. That is the sheet of Chidushi Haram, that midaraisa there's yibum, even in a case of almana min hanisuin. That's one chiddush that the Ran writes. Good. There's a further chiddush of the Ran. The Ran writes that here dechia works. Why is that true? Because asi asay di yibum, which is shava bakol, v'dachi lo asay v'asay dalmana she'eno shava bakol. Good. So one chiddush of the Ran against Tosus explicitly is that the lav of Almana Kohen Gadol is a lav which is eno shava bakol against the Tosus Yivamos Nape. But there's even a further chiddush of this Ran, no? And that is that the Ran says that the mitzvah of Yibum is a mitzvah hashava bakol. Both halves are a chiddush. That Yibum is shava bakol, Almana Kohen Gadol is eno shava bakol. And that's what allows for the possibility of the Chiyam. Why is this a Chiddush to assume that the mitzvah of Yibam is an essay Hashava Bakal? Because after all, who is obligated in this mitzvah of Yibam? Certainly the Avam is obligated in Yibam Chalitza. Is there a mitzvah Yibam Chalitza which is incumbent upon the Avama? Or do we assume that that is not true at all? If you look as an example, the Sefer HaChinuch, right, in Tav Kuf Tzariches, when he describes the mitzvah of Yibum, v'noheges b'zacharim, the mitzvah only applies to the males, to the Avam. There's no chiyuv on the Avama. The Avama in Achinami is Asur L'shuk. She's not allowed to marry anyone else. She's a kukuli Avam. She has to wait Yuma Chalitza. But the chiyuv of Yuma Chalitza is that which is incumbent upon the Avam. This is also explicit in Shuvas HaRashba, right, in that known Shuva, in Chelak Aleph, Simen Yud Ches, that's at lengthy Shuvas HaRashba, about which mitzvahs require a bracha, which mitzvahs don't require a bracha. In that Shuvas HaRashba, in Simen Yud Ches, the Rashba discusses Yibum is an example of a mitzvah that only is incumbent upon the Yavam. In fact, there's often quoted the Chiddush of Abu Draham. This is found in Shar Gimel of Tfilas Chol, where he quotes the Re Ibn Palat that writes this very same Chiddush, Yibum is only a chiyuv incumbent upon the Yavam, and he equates the mitzvah of Yibum with the mitzvah of Puruvu. That if the purpose of Yibum is to perpetuate Hakam Hashem, so just as in Puruvu, it's a mitzvah which is bounding Anashim, but below Nashim, Nashim Turos, who are the Nami, when it comes to the chiyuv of Yibum. This is what the Menchas Chinuch also discusses in Mitzvah Aleph Ozveiz, the link between Yibum and Puruvu, and the assumption of many Rishonim that women are exempt from Yibum. You see from Aran that that is not true. The Ran writes a dual chiddush, that the mitzvah of Yibum is Shavah B'Kol. The Isser of Aman HaKohen Gadol is Eino Shavah B'Kol. Both halves can be debated. And that allows the possibility of the Chiyah that an essay, HaShavah B'Kol, the Sligni of Amos, Napeh, should be Doche, right? Elav an essay, Shech, Eino Shavah B'Kol. This chiddush, that even the Yavama is obligated in the mitzvah of Yibum, perhaps is not only the chiddush of Aran, but this is also the shita of Tosus and Gittin and Daf Memalev. Tosus and Gittin and Daf Memalev does not discuss our Gemara at all. Tosus is bothered by a different issue, but the teretz of Tosus is very crucial. There Tosus is troubled by the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Gittin that tells us the following. What happens if you have a chatzi ever chatzi ben chorin? So the Mishnah points out the following, that look, as far as the Avdus is concerned, that doesn't pose any difficulties. So, Ovid is Rabbi Yom Echad, that's Atzmi Yom Echad. Good, we'll alternate in terms of the Shibur of Avdus. What's the difficulty? Who does he marry? Who is the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin allowed to marry? That's not such a simple thing. He can't marry a Shivcha, can't marry a Bas Chorin. Good? Because he's a chatzi ever chatzi ben chorin. So what do? The Mishnah says, Yibatel. So tell this chatzi ever chatzi ben chorin, you're not allowed to get married. How can that be? That's what the Mishnah tells us. Lo nivra olam el shem piri v'rivya. Shnem lo sovra et sevis yitzara. You have to allow the person to get married. You can't allow simply for this chatzi ever chatzi ben chorin to be forbidden to a shivcha, forbidden to a bas chorin. And therefore, kofen es rabu l'shachro. We insist that the Adon must be the Eved, a very great Kiddush. Pashup Shat, that should be Nisa Daraisa, La Olam Bem Tavodu. Under these conditions, we insist that the Adon is Meshachar the Eved. Good, that's the Mishnah. Tosus is bothered by the following Kasha. Is that really true? That there's no possibility of marriage for a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin? You're right. There's an Isser. There's an Isser to marry Bas Chorin. Right, there's an Isser to marry a Shivcha. You're right. Yeah, but we have so many concepts of Dechiyas Yisurim. So isn't there a way that some marriage is possible? For example, Tulsa says, let the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin marry a Bas Yisrael. Ayel, tell me that's normally Yasser. How can an Chatzi Eved marry a Bas Yisrael? Isn't that an Yisrael Osiya Kadesha? So good, but let the mitzvah Pruvu be Doche the Yisrael Osiya Kadesha. So Tosa says, you're right, there's a problem, but is the only solution shichur? Can't one rely on the principle of esse dochalos esse? And allow this chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin to marry a bas yisrael? That's Tosa's discussion. Tosa suggests three different terutz. Terutz number one, Tosa says, is what do you mean, efshel lekayim shneihem? As we've always discussed, esse dochalos esse, push comes to shove, dechuya. But if there would be an alternative method, so therefore we would opt for that possibility. So therefore, kofen is rabu shachro. No doubt, this first teretz of Tosfos is also a great chiddush, because what do you mean, efshel lekayim shneihem? But shichur also is an iser, no? Kolam is shachar avdo over besein. But Tosfos says that since it's efshel al yidei shichur, that possibility is more reasonable than simply esed ochalos esed. Okay. The second teretz of Tosus is also a great chiddush, not directly relevant for us now, but Tosus says be'idna. Right? The only time you say esed ochalos esed is when you fulfill the mitzvah esed at the very same moment of the averas alav. If first you violate the law and then you're makayim the esed, you can't apply the principle of and Tosus goes on to describe why that's a problem here, also a very great chiddush. Pruvu requires Gemar Bia, what we discussed yesterday. Gemar Bia. You can't have a Kama Shem without a Gemar Bia. But when is the Isser of Chatzi Eved to Bas Yisrael violated? B'Tchilas Bia. So Tchilas Bia already, it's Gili Arayos, so there's an Isser at least. Isser Bia, if not. And the possibility of Puruvu is not until Gemarbia. Tosa says that is not called Be'idna. Very great Kiddush of Tosas. Right? Be'idna means such literal sense. At the instant that you violate the law of your Mekayim, they say, and if there's any lapse in the window of time, that's not true. See, this is somewhat similar to what we discussed yesterday. We discussed the opposite cases, that no. If technically speaking, the mitzvah sibum can be accomplished with tchilas bia, do we argue that's all that would be allowed in the case of manim and erisin? Or do we argue that no, that the gemar bia is bichlal, and the heter can extend to the gemar bia as well? No? The Poshav Shana Gemara, Gazru Biri Shona to be a Shnia. Not as Tosas assumes Tchilas Bia and Gemar Bia. The issues are linked just in the following sense of whether one can isolate within a single Maisa Bia and argue Tchilas Bia yes, Gemar Bia no. Or in our case, can you argue it's not Be'idna because the Isser is violated by Tchilas Bia? And Pur Vu will not be possible unless there is a Gemar Bia. That's a very great Kiddush of Tosas. That we take that principle of Be'idna so literally. This is against many marmakamos. Right? If you look, for example, in the backs of the Gemara Zvachim, Apiskei Atosos and Zvachim, Os Samach Tes, they're explicit. That when you have Maisa Echad, V'yefshe, B'din Acher, that's called Be'idna. You can't have a Gemara Bia without a Tchilas Bia. So therefore, that's all called Be'idna. Like you don't freeze the frame in 1 second and say, at this instant, there's an Isser without a Kiyum HaMitzvah. That's the second Teretz HaTosos. The third Teretz HaTosos is what's very relevant for us, and that's the following. Who is obligated, right, in Peruvu? Ben Chorin is obligated in Peruvu. Anoshim are obligated in Peruvu. But women are exempt from Peruvu. Women are exempt from Peruvu. So how can you invoke Esed El Chalos Aseh? The mitzvah of Peruvu, the Dolcha the Isser. From the perspective of the Ish, that's fine. But from the perspective of the Isha, she is engaged in Isurei Bia, and yet she's exempt from Peruvu. So Tosa says you can't use Esed El Chalos Aseh. Esed Ochalos Tosos writes is only applicable if both parties are obligated in the mitzvah. And then you can argue that from the standpoint of him or her, Esed Ochalos not true when it comes to Peruvu. That's a great Kiddush Tosos says. Peruvu cannot be Doch Yisurim because any Yisur Bia by definition involves the Ish as well. And she is exempt from Peruvu. So I ask you, what about our Gemara? Where our Gemara says we do apply Yesid Ochalosa Se Almanim and Erisin to the case of Yibum. No, Koshav Shakel have to argue that Tosas is in agreement with the Ran that women are obligated in the mitzvah of Yibum. If the case would be that women are exempt from Yibum, it's just a mitzvah which is incumbent upon the Yavam. So that's what Tosas writes. And Gittin Daf Mem Aleph, you can't say Pruvu in that case. A Peruvu that only works in the perspective of the Baal and not the Isha. How can that be? And what about our Sugya? Mechoret Saraya that the Tosas is against. The Tshuva Sarashba, against the Chinuch, against many Rishon that assume, as the Raposha, that women are exempt from Yibum, but this is Aran. The double Chidush of the Aran. Yibum is Shavabakol. And Amon Lekohen Gadol is considered to be that which is Eino Shavabakol. So the great Chidush of the Aran. Right, that in the case of Almanah min HaNisuin there is Yibum Midaraisa. Only Midrabanan, this is part of the Gzeir of Gozo Birishona up to Biashniya. Good? Rover Shonim assume, no, that's not true. That's Poshiv Shatnar Gemara. Almanah min HaNisuin, this is not just Nimtim Zilomar of the Gemara, the Rav Chedemilsa. This is true in the Maskana. Amanam in Erisin, there's no Yibum Midaraisa at all. What does it mean if there is no mitzvah of Yibum at all? After all, there is a Chiyuv of Chalitza. So what does it mean that there's no mitzvah of Yibum, but nonetheless Chalitza is done? And if, in fact, under these circumstances, a bias yibum would occur, what iser is violated? Obviously, the couple would be told, shelo kedin, ein esed ochalosa, save esay. It's an iser daraisa. But what, in fact, would the onesh be? So this we alluded to yesterday, can depend on several days in the Rishon. Tosus writes a very great Kiddush in Chul and Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, where Tosus writes that whenever you have a case of Ein Esei Dochalosa Save Esei, Tosus writes the Onesh is just a Bittul Esei, there is no Malchus. Because Tosus assumes the great Kiddush that even in the case of Ein Esei Dochalosa Save Esei, you have a right to assume that the Esei is Doche the Lav, but that doesn't justify your practice because there's still an essay that forbids. And therefore, whenever a person will involve himself in ein essay, do chalos, save essay, the measure of responsibility will only be a bittul essay. The Mishnah, for example, in Shabbos, Chavdal Mabez, one is not allowed to be sorif kodshim an yantiv, because the mitzvah beish tisrof was not dochidis of yantiv. Ravashi says, ein essay, do chalos, save essay, and what if you do so? You didn't violate the malacha of chilul yantiv. Essay do chalos essay. You are mevatel the essay of Shabbos. Very great chiddush. That's what Tosfos writes in Chul and Daf Kuf Mem. As we discussed a couple weeks ago, Rabbi Kivager points out that that's against the Tosfos in Kedushin and Daf Lamed Aleph. There, Tosfos works with the svara of halav olim. Just as an essay cannot be docha alav sheyesh bo kares, because the lav is so significant, it's so strong, it's not nitan lidachos, it doesn't budge. Hu hadinami Tosa says, ein esi dochalosa save esse means that the lav is considered to be so severe that the esse has no impact at all. Not that it cancels the lav and you're left with the esse which carries over. There's no dechia at all. That's one chidush of Tosa, halav olim. And then the application of Tosfos is a very great chiddush, that this would also be true if you could come up with a case of someone who's only obligated in the lav and exempt from the essay. There's still no possibility of dechiyah, because halav olim, the lav is considered to be intense. And therefore Tosfos writes in that case we mentioned of Sreipas Kodshim, even women who Tosfos writes are exempt from the essay de Shabbosan of Yantiv, still cannot engage in Sreipas Kodshim Yantiv because Ein esei do chalosa save esei. That's Tosfos' Kiddush. In our instance, that would mean if there is a bias yibum which is done, it's not just simply the bittul esei of yikach, but much more than that, ein esei do chalosa save esei does not allow for the love to be suspended at all. What about, however, the following possibility? Maybe one could argue that here this case of yibum is far worse. Regardless of what you hold normally, in a case of ein esei do chalos esev esei, maybe the only aveira is the remaining esei. Maybe we'll argue no halav olim. Maybe one could argue that this case is far, far worse because of the following difficulty. We know that yibum is do chadis rav esh esach. If you have a case where for whatever reason, not the Chachamim, but the Torah do not allow Yibum to take place, that's the Din D'Oraisa. Whether it's because of an essay, whether it's because of a lav. But bottom line, if the Torah tells us that under these conditions there cannot be Yibum, can one really argue that this Reish Asaf is Paka? And all that remains is that secondary problem of essay or lav? Or maybe one could argue fundamentally that if the Torah does not allow a Kohen Gadol to do Yibum in a case of Manamin HaNisuin, so therefore the Isra Shasach remains, and therefore you're dealing with a Chiyuv Kares, and therefore the Vlav will be a Mamzer. Or can you argue now that in principle there is some level of Zika? This Rav Eish HaSach is Paka, The fact that Yibum cannot be performed is not inherent to the mitzvah of Yibum. It's because of some side concern, a very important concern, in Issa Darayis of Manu L'Kohen Gadol. But the Issa of Manu L'Kohen Gadol does not impact on the fact that B'makom Yibum there is no Issa of Eishesach. See, this will also be very relevant in terms of our issue of Chalitza. After all, our Mishnah says that even though Yibum is not done midaraisa, there still is a need for Chalitza. Why should there be a need for Chalitza? Well, if you'll argue, for example, that the Zika is intact, the reason Yibum cannot be done is because of some secondary concern, and that secondary concern is just an essay, or maybe just a lav in an essay, but in principle, the Isser Eishes Ach is Paka, maybe one can understand that Midaraisa Chalitz is necessary, because there is a Zika Sibu. If one would argue that that is not true at all, that there is a Chiyuv Kares, there's no Zika at all, because bottom line, if the Torah doesn't allow for Yibum, so how can you say that the Isser Eishes Ach somehow is lifted under these circumstances? So if there's no Yibum and there's an Isser of Arayos because of Eishes Ach, how do you understand our mission that says, but nonetheless, Chalitza must in fact be done? This sugya that we have, which is a little greater length than Yevamos and Daf Chav, presents the following. In a case of Haman of the Kohen Gadol, there's no Yibum, but there is Chalitza. The Gemara quotes the Chiddush of Rav Gidol Amarav. Where do you see this is true? Because the Pasuk says, Va'olso Yivimto Hashar. This Yivama goes to the Shar for Yibum or Chalitza. Ma Tamalam or Yivimto? Why does it say in this particular case, Yibum or Chalitza? A Chiddush of Amarav Gidol Rav that Yesh Lecha Yivama Acheres? Because there is a case of Yibum, Sha'ol l'chalitza ve'eno ol l'yibum. Generally speaking, Yibum and Chalitza go hand in hand. But yesh l'cha v'amacheres, there is a case where ol l'chalitza ve'eno ol l'yibum. What is this case that Rav Gidol Rav was referring to? The Gemara says, Chai v'lavin, in a case of almana min ha'erisin, Ola chalitza ve'en lo yibum. The Gemara Yevamos Nachaf Mabez is marche. What do you mean? That's a pasuk in Almana min ha'erisin that there's chalitza but there's no yibum. The Gemara says that's not a pasuk. And the Gemara says it's our Gemara does. Amalach Rabba, what do you mean? In a case of Almana min ha'erisin, there is both yibum and chalitza midaraisa. But gazer Rabbi Rishon atabi ashniya. So of course that's true. So the Gemara quotes the Chiddush of Rav Gimel Merav, a pasuk, Yevimto, Yesh Lecha Avam Acheres, that is Ola Chalitza, even though it's not Ola Yibum. And the Gemara seemingly rejects this Chiddush of Rav Gimel Merav by saying it's not true. In the example that you mentioned of Almana Min Ha'erisin, what do you mean? There's both Yibum, there's both Chalitza, it's just a Gzeirat Rabbanon that this is not true. Good? So if you look in the Rishonim, Tosus and Yivamos Nachaf Mabei is the Ramaschal Gzeira, and the Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Yibum, Perek Vav Halach Yud, when Mishnah quotes this, the name of the Halachos Gedolos, they argue the following Chiddush. That even though, seemingly, that Chiddush of Rav Gidol Amarav, his Drasha, generally speaking, Yibum and Chalitza go hand in hand. But Yesh Tacha Yavam Acheres, that Midarais is all a Chalitza, even though it's not all a Yibum. So Tosus points out, as well as Halachos Gedolos Kol Magid Mishnah, the Gemara just rejects the application. The Gemara suggested that the case is Almana Min Erisin, and that the Gemara dismissed because of our Sugya. What do you mean? Almana Min Erisin? There's Yibum and Chalitza Midaraisa. But the drasha of Rav Gidal Morav is absolutely true lahalacha in the case of almana min hanisuin. Well, that's the Chiddush of Tosfos. Even though you just read Pashut Pshat in the Gemara, you get to the end of the sugya, it sounds like Rav Gidal Morav is rejected. Ela marava gazra bi rishon to be a shnia. The application is rejected. Almana min hanisuin. But in the case of almana min hanisuin, that even though Amana bin Hanisu and Ein Esed Ochalosa say the same Midaraisa and Ein Ol Yibum, nonetheless is a Chiyuvav Chalitza. That's the Chiddush of Halachos Gedolos. That's the Chiddush of Tosfos and Nafchav. That our Mishnah that tells us Chotzin, the Kohen Gadol has to do Chalitza, that is a Din Daraisa, both in the case of Amana bin Ha'erisin and Amana bin Hanisuin. And this is against the Shita of the Rashba and Yavamos and Davchav, the Ramaschel Amana, where the Rashba writes the following Chiddush. When there are Mishnah that says a Kohen Gadol is Choletz, is it Din D'Oraisa or Din D'Rabbanan? It depends on whether you're dealing with an Amana min Ha'erisin or an Amana min Hanisuin. If it's an Amana min Ha'erisin, obviously, Chalitza is a Din D'Oraisa, because Min D'Oraisa, it's only Yibum. But in the case of Amana min Hanisuin, the Rashba writes, where our Gemara tells us that Min D'Oraisa, there's no possibility of Yibum at all, so the Rashba writes, Tzricha Chalitza Min D'Rabbana, Gzeira Otu Shar Chavi Lavi Greda. In a normal case of Chavi Lavi, you require Chalitza Min D'Oraisa, because that's the Gokhanosa saying. So the Chachamim insisted on Chalitza even in cases where there's no Dechia. For example, an unusual instance of Einasino Chalosa, Zevese. Important Chiddush, the Rashba writes, that Chalitza is a Din D'Rabbanan in the case of Almanah, the Kohen Gadol, Min HaNisuin. Wow, that's an important Chiddush. Against the Shita Tosfos, against Halachas Gedolos, that this is the Drasha of Rav Gidal Morav, that when our Mishnah says Choletz, that is a din, daraisa. If you look in the Meiri, and that's Sugin Yavamos, Chachmad Beis, the Ramaschal Kol Zeh, Meiri writes a very great Kiddush, that the need for Chalitza is only a din d'Rabbanan in the case of in Almana min Hanisuin, a gzeira d'rabbanan ato almana min ha'erisin, where chalitza is a din d'araisa, because in principle it's all the yibam. And then the Miri quotes the second day, that no, that sha'af min ha'torah bas chalitza, based on Rav Gidal Morav. That's the Tosfos and Halachas Gedolos. Against this day in the Rashba. The Miri now adds the following Chiddush, the Kosavod. And what happens in the case of Amanu the Kohen Gadol min Hanisuin if Yibum is done? So the Miri writes an unbelievable split. What happens if there is a Maisabir? Im Baal? So Lo Kana. In other words, when our Gemara says, then what do you mean? That if the Maisa B occurs, Bimbo Biri Shona Kanu, what is that referring to? Amana min Harrison. In an Amana min Hanisuin, Imba Lo Kana. There's no Kinyan. The Yibum is not Chal. So the Mir writes the following Chiddush, Imba Lo Kana, right? Mitoras Yivama. Mitoras Yibum, there's no mitzvah. After all, because she'ena bas yibum klal, if the Torah says ein esido chalosev esay, the Torah does not envision here any yibum, and therefore the yibum is ineffective. Ineffective. Lo kanu. But the Miri adds the following great chiddush: we call makom. What happens im ba'aleh b'toras kiddushin uvirtzona? But what happens if the ma'aseh bia was done b'toras kedushin? we pointed out, Yibum does not require Das. Even the Rambam writes does not require Eidim. Kedushin certainly requires Das, Das Ha'ish, Ratzon Ha'isha, Eidus Lekim Adavar. What happens if there's a Ma'isabiyah not L'Shem Yibum, but L'Shem Ishus? The Mir writes the following Kiddush, right? Tzricha Get. Sha'arei Kedushin Tov Sinva. Wow. There's Tfisas Kedushin. There's no mitzvah of Yibum, but there is Tfisas Kedushin. In a case of, again, Amon Lekoin Gomin HaNisuin, Ein Esed Ocholosis, I say there's no mitzvah of Yibum. The Chalitza perhaps is only a Chalitza Derabanan. The Torah does not envision any mitzvahs Yibum at all. So therefore, if Yibum is done, Lo Kana. Hoshib Shana Gemara. When our Gemara says, in Balabi Rishana Kana, it's referring to Amana Min Erisin. And Amana Min Erisin Lo Kana. So the mirror writes, but what happens if the Maisaviyah is L'Shem Ishus? So unbelievable, there is Tfisas Kedushin. Why is there Tfisas Kedushin? Because when is there no Tfisas Kedushin? There are no Tfisas Kedushin, as we just discussed, if there's an Isser Kares. Here there's no Isser Kares. Here, the Kohen Gadol violated an Isser of Aman LeKohen Gadol. So therefore, the Torah does not recognize Yibum, but there is Tfisas Kedushin. It's a pretty big Yiddish, no? And let me ask you, and what about Eishes Ach? Eishes Ach is Lav Sheish Bo Kareis. There's no Tfisas Kedushin by Eishes Ach. So Miri assumes a great Yiddish that apparently this or Eishes Ach is Poka. Otherwise, how could there be Tfisas Kedushin? Even though there's no mitzvah Yibum, because ain esed ocholosa se vesei, and in ba'o lo kana, because the Torah does not recognize a bias Yibum under these circumstances, but there is tfisas kedushin. If the ma'aseh be done, the Torah's kedushin over its own. Aye, there's no tfisas kedushin about arayos. So pashav shat, the sheet of the mirror, he is the following great chiddush. That if, from the perspective of Eish Esach, there is no mitigating factor, the only reason you can't have Yibum here is because of a side problem. Kedushas Kohen Gadol. As far as the Zika itself is concerned, this is normally a case which is a Kukli Yavam. It's a very great Kiddush, the Mir writes. There's Tvisas Kedushim. That means, according to Miri Shita, there's no steer in assuming that midaraisa there's no yibum, midaraisa there's no chalitza, chalitza is laid in the rabban like the Rashba writes. Midaraisa there's no kiyum mitzvahs yibum, but nonetheless this reveshes ach is paka. And therefore you can envision tvisas kedushin. We'll have to discuss this. No, is this really true? That without any possibility of yibum, nonetheless, this Reveshes Ach, right, this Paka, and there is no Fee of Kares. Where else could you envision such cases of evil? So there are two other possibilities as well. Cases where Midaraisa, there's no possibility of Yibum, not necessarily because, again, the Zika has been impaired, like two brothers married two sisters, there's no Zika, it's Arayos. Achos Isha prevents Zika from being Chal, but two other similar cases where Midaraisa there is a problem with Yibum, but nonetheless we insist on Chalitza. A further case, right, is the Sugni of Amos and Daf Yud Aleph Mabez of Machzir Grushasa. Couple is married, get divorced, she remarries, whatever, she gets divorced again, her husband dies. Right, there is a lav daraisa. Right, for the first husband to remarry this woman, acharei asher hutama, that the kohen cannot marry even grushas atzmo. Period. A Yisrael can marry a woman who he divorced as long as she never remarried. If she will remarry, so that's the Yisrael mashu grushasa. So the Gemara tells us nivama sandaf yud aleph mudbei is the following chiddush. And what happens if that occurs? Mashu grushasa. It's a lav daraisa. and all of a sudden now the husband dies childless, that's a further case that choletzes ve'enam yisya bemes. There's yibum? No, can't be yibum, but nonetheless there is chalitza. There's chalitza, but there is no yibum. The Gemara tells us a step further. Normally the first submission of Amos tells us the concept of tzaros, of tzur tzaros. No? Let's say, for example, two brothers marry two sisters, and one dies. But there are many other wives that he has also. So good, the Yavam can't marry that particular woman, the sister-in-law. But can he marry a wife two, wife three, wife four? So that's the opening mission of Amos that no, there's a tzur tzaros. If you can't marry one of the wives, you cannot marry any of the wives, no? So the Gemara tells us a great kiddush. In the case of Masha Grushasa, that's not true. There, the woman herself is choletzes. Veda misya bemes and sarasa? Oh, choletzes, oh misya bemes. Yibum can occur to one of the tsaras. Why isn't there yibum? Why is there no yibum in this case? So good, so the husband violated Nisr Lav in Mashu Grushasam. Why does that prevent Yibum? The Gemara quotes a Kavachomer. Enam Yisya Bemes mi Kavachomer. That, Umutala Asura, the Asla Lakoshke. She's forbidden to her husband. So certainly she's forbidden to her brother-in-law. Now, that's the Gemara, it's Kavachomer. After all, we always usually think of Zika as being an extension of the original issues. So if the original issues allows for a bias heter, that can extend to the Yavam as well. Here the Gemara says, but mutterla, someone who normally she is muteris to, namely her husband. Here, Asura, because I'm Asura Grushasa. So Basa Lakoshkein, but she was forbidden to the husband and she's mutter to the Yavam. How can the heter of Yibum be more encompassing than the original issues? That Kavachomer assumes it didn't daraisa. Mashu Grushasa was Eina Ol Yibum Midaraisa. But nonetheless, Midaraisa, we insist on Chalitza. The Magid Mishnah, right, in Hilchos Yibum Perek Vav Halacha Yud Gimel, equates the case of Mashu Grushasa with our Gemara, with the case of Manamina Nisuin. Where the halach is midarais, there's no yibum, but midarais, there's chalitza. And the Gemara has a third case. The third case is an instance of safek sota. The Gemara is sota and daf hei mud beis daf vav mud alef. What happens if a woman, right, is accused of eishes eishes insa? There's kinui, there's stira. She now has to drink maimorin, and all of a sudden her husband dies and there are no children. Is there a yibum in a case of such an instance, a sota? That's the third case, where we assume that yibum is impossible, but nonetheless, chalitz is necessary midaraisa. Imeis choletzes. How do you know chalitz is necessary? That's sugi and sota just writes the following: that iisalabal, if the husband would be alive, milo by a get, isn't a get necessary? No. So she's a suffix sota. So the marriage doesn't disintegrate. Right? A get is necessary. So hashnami to buy chalitza. So therefore the zika just doesn't evaporate. Chalitza is necessary. These are the three cases where yibum is not allowed midaraisa, but midaraisa, rov rishon mesum, chalitza is necessary. An exception in that Rashi ben Yivamos and Dachav, where chalitza is laid in the Rabbanan, in a case of Amana min hanisuin. So the case of Amana min hanisuin, the case of Machshir Grushasa, and the case of a Safek Sota. The reason it's important to know the other cases is because of the following comment that the Chazon Ish has, that it's mufurish in the Rambam that there is a chiyuv karas. In cases where we assume midaraisa, that there's no possibility of yibum, if yibum should occur, is there an iser karas or is there not? So the Rambam doesn't say much about our Gemara. In the case of Almana min hanisuin, this is a suffix in the Shar HaMelech. The Shar HaMelech in Hilchos Yibum, Perek Vav, Halacha Yir Aleph, quotes the Parshas Drachim, a suffix in our sugya. In the case of Almana min hanisuin, im avar ubaleha, is there a chiyuv karis? Is there a chiyuv karis? Right? Our Gemara says that there's no yibum, midaraisa. Does that mean that there's an iser karis or is there not? The suffix in Shar HaMelech, you can't tell from the Rambam. So Chazon Ish points out the following. The Rambam doesn't say that much about our case. But there are parallel cases. Machshir Grushasa, Suffix Sota, all seem to be very closely related. Cases from Midaraisa, there's no Yibum, but there is Chalitza. And perhaps if you can demonstrate in one of them that the Rambam will take a stand, maybe that's going to be relevant for the other cases as well. So the Chazon Ish writes, it's found in Hilchos Yibum, and Simen Kuflamitz, if Kotten Dalet, that if you look in the Rambam, it is clear that there is an Isser Kares of Eishes Ach. In these cases, when there's no possibility of Yibum, the Isser of Eishes Ach is been Komo made against our Diuk in the Meiri, where the Meiri writes there's Tvisas Kedushin in the case of Amon Amin Anisuin. So, regardless of what you hold normally about Ein Esig Ocholosus Eveseh, this case is far worse. Because in this case, if there's no possibility of the mitzvah of Yibum, even if it's only because of an Esrei Losa Sevese, so the Isra of Eshesach remains, now there's a Chiyuv Karis, now it's Gilirayos, now the blood would be considered to Yimam, so there's no Tefisas Kedushin. Where does the Rambam say this? Well, the Rambam doesn't say this about Amanon Min Nisuin. No, doesn't say in our Gemara. Where does the Rambam mention this Chiddush? So the Chazon Ish refers you to a Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Dal Halacha Beis. In order to be Zokei Mamrim, it is necessary again that a Chacham Shigil Ahora is Mora Lasos Kenegeda Sanhedrin. Good, we discussed that several times. Any Hora? So the Rambam writes based on the Gemara that no. Only Bidover Shechayavin Al Zdono Kareis Val Shigigoso Chatas. There has to be, right, a psak halacha that in principle can involve an iser karetz. The Rambam writes the following chiddush: it doesn't have to be a case where it's so obvious that there's an iser karetz, but even bedavar hamevi lidei chiyuv karetz, even if something can unravel, it can even indirectly result in a chiyuv karetz. That, right, is grounds for the Chi of Misa of Zakei Mamre. That's the Rambam Perek Dalet Halacha Beis. And the Rambam gives you the following example. V'cheinim nechleku b'hashka sotim. That's the machlokes. Whether this woman is a suffix sota, whether she requires hashkar, whether she does not. That is an issue which involves an Isser Karis. How does that involve an Isser Karis? So it's a question that whether she is a Sota Safek, whether she's not. Whether she's a Sral HaBal, whether she's a Materas Al HaBal. Even if you assume she's a Sral HaBal, it's not an Isser Karis. Sota is not an Isser Karis. How is this a case of Isser Karis? So the Rambam is going to elaborate for us. Now, Im Nechleku Bashka Sota. That's the case that could potentially involve an Isser Kares. How is that true? Because L'divrei HaOmer Tzricha, if you assume that yes, she is a Sota, and therefore it's necessary to drink Mamorin, what happens, the Rambam writes, Im Meis HaBal Kodem Shtishta. What happens if before she drinks Mamorin, the husband dies? So then, Harezu Asur Li Avma. After all, there's Nisra of Yibum. However, ulidivrei ha'omer eina tzricha, but if you assume she is not a sota, so misya bemes. That's the Rambam. No? Machlokas, whether a woman is a sota, whether she is not a sota. The Rambam writes, that argument involves kares. Because if you assume that she is asra habal, there's no yibum. If you assume that she is, right, muteris al habal, then there is yibum. Okay? So that's the case of kares. What kares? So the Chazon Ish assumes just poshut pshat. What kares? If you assume that she is a sota, she is asra habal, and therefore yibum would result in a sir kares of Eishes Ach. If you assume that she is not a sota, no, it's a mitzvah of yibum. So the Chazon Ish writes, isn't it beforeish in the Rambam? No. That in the case of suffix sota, which is parallel to our case, where in midarais there is no yibum but there is chalitza, the fact that there is no yibum means that there's an isur kares of Eishes Ach. And then, the further chiddush, then, hu hadinami, in the other cases as well, machshu grushasa, or ar gemara, manamin hanisuin, whenever there's no yibo midarais of the isur of Eishes Ach, it's bimkomom, it is not paka. If you look in the Kobetz Aras, right, Rabbi Chanan writes in Simen Gimel, in Sivkot Beis, he quotes the name of Rav Naftali Trapp, and then later he writes V'chein Kosev Li Hagon Rav Aaron Klesk, right? This is a chiddush that Rav Aaron Kotler wrote me. Rav Chanan writes that the Rambam does not mean Eishes Ach, the Rambam means Eishes Ish. Therefore it's Noraya. When the Rambam writes that this is a case where there's Nisr Kares, no, it means the following. You have a machlokes as to whether here there is a mitzvah of yibum or whether there is no mitzvah of yibum. Good. That is an isur kares. What's the isur kares? So Chazon Ish assumes poshut pshat the Rambam is if you assume that she is a sota and therefore asur al habal, asur li yavam, this Eishes Ach remains kares. If you assume she is muteres al habal, a mitzvah rab of yibum, and therefore, no kares. Here, Rav Naftali and Rav Aaron Kotler assume, no, that's not necessarily the case of the Rambam. The following, if in fact she is a sota vadai, she is asur al habal, and therefore, if they have a bias ibum, what does our Gemara say? Lo kana. It's not meaningful. It's not ibum. They are not married. We don't assume nasas yishul chodavar. If, however, she is muteras al habal, and the bias yibum takes place, now they are husband and wife, nasas ki yishul chodavar, and therefore this is a potential isur kares. The question is not whether there was an isur of Eishes Ach. Maybe there's no isur of Eishes Ach, because if the only fact that prevents yibum is that side iser of aman of the kohen gadol or sota, so this Eishes Ach is paka, as we saw in the kiddush in the Meiri. I have asked you, where's the chiyuv kares to become a zakein mamre? If there is a mitzvah of yibum, the yibum results in issues. If there is no mitzvah of yibum, as our Gemara says, lo kana. The next step is the question. If subsequently she should be involved in a bias iser, is that called arayos? Is that called eishes ish? Or is that not? Well, that depends on whether they are married, which depends on whether there is a mitzvah of yibum, which depends on whether she is a sota, whether she is not a sota. No? It's clear the Rambam writes here that there is more than this nisr lav. There's nisr kares, nisr misa. But the Torah says what? No? Is that onesh b'toras eishes ach, or is that onesh b'toras eishes ish? If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Yibum, Perek Vav Halacha Yud Aleph, the Lashon HaRambam, somewhat difficult if you assume like the Chazon Ish. There the Rambam discusses our Gemara. Amana min hanisuin. The Rambam writes, Vav Yir Aleph. V'yivama shi amana min hanisuin, uba lekohen gadol. What happens? The Rambam writes, lo nifter etzarasa. The fact that they had a bia, that doesn't exempt etzara, because that bia was not the mitzvah of Yibum, no? Why not? Because the Rambam writes, ein esido chalosa sevesei. And therefore the tzara remains asura. Why? The Lashon Rambam is, ho'il v'lo kana min ha'tora kinyin gamur, lo hutra tzarasa an shetachlitz. The tzara still requires chalitza. Why? Because that maisa bia that they had, the amana l'kohen gadol, lo kana min ha'tora kinyin gamur. It's not complete Yibum. Take a look at that Rambam. You have to figure out what the Rambam means. It's incomplete. Lo kana min hatara kinyin gamur. Since it was be'isr, because there was a lav and an asay, lo kana min hatara kinyin gamur, and therefore it doesn't carry with it the p'tur tzaros. Normally speaking, a person dies, there are many wives. If yibum was done to one wife, obviously it exempts all the others. You don't have to do chalitza to all the other wives. Here the Rambam writes, if the bia was done to a case of an almana, min ha'erisin, min ha'nisuin, so lo kana min ha'tara kinyin gam lifter sarasa. Good? That doesn't sound like there is an iser of gili arayos betoras esh asachot achiyuv kares. I'll tell you why there's no p'tur saros. Because that was not a bia sivim at all. That was gili arayos, and there's an iser kares, and a vlama bia mamzer. The Rambam writes, "There's no tur psaros because lo kana min hatora kinyan gamur, kinyan gamur." That sounds like what we mentioned, the possibility in the Meiri, that no, that even in cases of midaraisa, there's no mitzvah sibum, but the zika is still intact, and there is no isra of eshasach. So that's exactly what the Rambam is telling us, that since here lo kana min hatara kinyan gamur, because here yibum was be'isr, under these circumstances lo hutrit sarasa. No, according to Chaznish, the Gemara should say a much greater chiddush. The Rambam should write it. No, in this case, of course, there's no p'tur tzaros. What you did was gili arayos mamish. It was an isra eshasach and levad as a mamzer. Not lo kana min hatora kinyan gamur. A further ha'ara, however, even if one grants the explanation of the Chazon Ish and the Rambam, when the Rambam discusses that possibility of in Isser Kares, the Rambam really means in Isser Kares of Eish Yisach, not the possibility of Achos of Eish Yisach, but rather the case of Eish Yisach, one still could argue that that is not wholly relevant to our sin. Why? Because it's true. We pointed out that there are three models to assume that Choletz has Vena Misya Benes. Good? To assume necessarily that what is true of one is true of the other is not necessarily the case. Perhaps one could argue, no, that the Pshat in the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim is true, as the Chazon Ish writes. That there it means Eish Yisach. But that would not necessarily mean that that's true in our Gemara as well. Maybe one could argue Eish Yisach in that case, but not in our case. See, why should that be so? Can you equate the case of Sota to the case of Amana l'Kohen Gadol? See, as we discussed, the whole notion of Zika is an extension, right, of the original issues. And if the original issues is impaired, therefore, the Zika is not intact. But we'll have to elaborate somewhat further. But very mistabra that one could distinguish between these cases. If you're dealing with an ashes ishizinsa, that overt breach of ishus impairs the ishus, impacts on the zika, and maybe then you could argue that there is no zika, there's nisra v'eshes ach. But just because you assume that this is true when it comes to a case of sota, does not necessarily mean that would be true in a case of chavelavim v'esei. There, the iser is not inherent to the zik or to the ishus, but rather it is a side iser. No? It's not that the ishus has been compromised as a result of bias iser. There, right, the ishus is a ishus which is intact. It just happens that the Kedushas Kohen Gadol does not allow the Kohen Gadol to marry this woman. But that's not exactly the same case as sota, no? What did the Gemara say when it comes to sota? Of course, yibum is impossible. Why is that true? Why in the case of mashug roshasa, or in the case of sota, is yibum impossible? She's asura habal. So how are you going to argue that yibum should be allowed? How can the heter of yibum go above and beyond the prime relationship, which is a bias iser? This is what Rabbi Chanan points out as well in Simin Dalet of the Kobos Aris, that maybe one could argue that sota cannot be equated with our Gemara's case. And even if one would grant that in the instance of sota, there is an Isra of Eish Asach, not necessarily in the case of Amana Min Hanisuin, that would allow to understand that Rabbi Menuchos Mamrim is referring to Isra of Eish Asach, but still to understand why the Rambam in Vavir Aleph Nochos Yibum, when dealing with the case of Haman and the Kohen Gadol min Hanisuin, so then the Rambam writes, Lo Konam in HaTorah Kinyin Gamur. Perhaps the case of Sota does not shed full light, right, on our instance. Okay, we'll have to discuss just a little bit more about some of these applications. And again, go through these Marmakomos, the three instances where there's a possibility of chalitza midaraisa, ivlo midaraisa, there's no possibility of ivlo. Right? An issue that the Rishonim raise, how in fact it affects the very nature, right, of the zika itself. Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, and the next day we'll do some minyanei purim.